The Beavers will be returning home for the first time since week one. They'll host the Goodland Cowboys also to open up district play on Friday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff, and those homecoming ceremonies begin at around 6:30. We're going to be joined here first and foremost here with assistant coach Todd Richardson. And, Coach, thanks for coming by here this evening. How are you doing?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. This is your fifth year in Scott City? Or
this will be six.
Six, that's right. Man, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's been an up-and-down season, but I think there's some good things. We're glad to be playing here, and you help coach the JV as well. And, you know, kind of going back last Friday night to Cimarron, you talk about a roller coaster of emotions there in that fourth quarter, get down 9-0, all of a sudden – couple minutes later up 13-9, and then all of a sudden Cimarron's up 22-13. As you look back at that game, what kind of stood out for you guys in the tough loss to a pretty good Blue Jay team?
Right. I mean, it's kind of just the same thing that we've seen for the second week in a row. We get drives going, and, you know, we shoot ourselves in the foot and just can't really sustain drives. We saw some positives throughout the last week and the week before about Holcomb, but it's just all about sustaining drives and keeping the positive momentum going. And anytime we kind of get behind the sticks, it's kind of hard to get out of that hole. So, I mean, there's just a little things here and there that we need to tune up, but I know the guys, we had a good week of practice, and we're looking forward to Friday.
How close do you guys, or do you feel maybe that you guys are close to kind of breaking things and bucking that trend, you know, of kind of shooting yourselves in the foot?
I mean, you know, we're right there. We're right on the edge. It just comes down to the guys taking care of business. We have a great group of kids. You know, the athleticism is there across the board. It just goes back to the little things. But, I mean, we're right there, and hopefully we can take care of business on Friday.
And you feel like the kids came back this week here kind of maybe a little bit angry about how things have been the last couple weeks and kind of taking it out and trying to get things right, get the ship righted?
Right, yeah, definitely. I mean, Coach had some words with them after Friday, and, you know, I think it's hitting them. You know, we're right there to break through, and they're a good enough team to do it offensively, defensively, and even on special teams. But we just have to execute for four quarters.
I think, you know, last Friday night there was kind of a defensive juggernaut there for three and a half quarters there between the two teams. But I thought it was good to see some different weapons, you know, taking advantage of their opportunities, and that was definitely one with Jace Thomas there in the fourth quarter with that nice touchdown run, and on the fourth or third down at the 20, and then Harrison King just throwing a nice rope there to him for that go-ahead score.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Jace is a kid who, I mean, he has everything. Physically, he's a smart player. He hustles, and, you know, seeing him kind of come out of his shell on Friday was, you know, hopefully we can see more of it. Expectations for him are extremely high. But, yeah, give it to the kickoff return team for setting up the blocks, King for a good pass. But Jace is a good kid, and we're lucky to have him on our team.
Well, Friday night, it's Goodland homecoming here. The Cowboys, they're 2-1. They're coming in with some confidence here, and they beat Lake, and that was kind of a last-minute win there for them last Friday night. And, of course, we've seen a lot of their players on varsity for 3 years, including their quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, Goodland has some good kids, you know, and you can't take anything away from them. You know, sitting at 2-1, and we're 1-2, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, I think our kids are going to be fired up when they come into town on Friday.
Well, district opener as well, and I think that probably adds a little bit more incentive as well, because this is kind of the real season. Those are the three preseason games for the next five games.
Right. You know, the kids, the team, the coaches, we all know what's at stake right now, so I think that even adds a little bit more to their drive, their determination on Friday. So.
Well, and, yeah, you've had a pretty good season so far, JV. You're 3-0 there, big win over Cimarron Friday nights, and you guys are just kind of putting things together in a big way here over these first few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, the first couple weeks we had Jace and Carson there, but they don't get to travel anymore with the JV team. So, I mean, that gives the opportunity for some of these young kids, especially the freshman group. That freshman group has some really talented kids. Seeing them get the ball, you know, executing plays offensively, defensively, you know, the future's bright for that group. And, yeah, the JV kids, they've done everything we've asked of them, and you know, 3-0, so we can't complain from that aspect.
Once again, it's Coach Todd Richardson joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Beavers hosting Goodland Friday night. And thanks, as always, here, Coach, and good luck. We'll see you on Friday.
All right, appreciate it, Adam. Thanks.
All right, once again, Assistant Coach Todd Richardson joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. That means we're going to have our next guest here coming up here We call him the blindside blocker because he's on that left tackle side there for the quarterback. And it'll be Colton Cupp, the senior, joining us here. And I'll let him get the microphone here. And how you doing this evening?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you've had three games into the season here. It's been kind of up and down for you guys. But I guess how would you describe it so far?
It's been a little tough losing those two games. But I think after we win this game, probably flip things around for us.
Yeah, hopefully so. And, you know, it's been, you've been kind of that anchor on the line there on that left side there for the last three seasons. And, of course, last year it was all you guys together again this year. What's been maybe a little different about this year so far?
Mostly other teams have bigger kids this year compared to last year.
Yeah,
Especially Oakham.
Yeah, where'd they grow them, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah. But, you know, what kind of pride do you take of being a three-year starter and being on that offensive line? And now you're playing defensive tackle a lot as well. What pride do you take being on the line there?
It doesn't feel any different than any other year. I don't feel any more special than any other guy. It's about the same.
But, yeah, I mean, is it weird that it's kind of the last go-around?
Yeah, it feels kind of strange.
Well, you've had a pretty good run here so far. What's something that you're trying to continue to work on and get better here and hopefully get that started on Friday night?
Definitely getting lower on my blocks and on D-tackle. I think if I do that, it'll help the team a lot.
Do you feel like that it got a little better, even though it was a tough setback against Cimarron?
Yeah, it definitely got better as the game went on.
But, yeah, and it's kind of district time. Does that feel like it maybe it's time to go the next level for you guys?
Yeah. Soon, definitely going to be a better game.
All right. Well, it's been fun so far covering you here, and hopefully get a few wins here starting on Friday night here. And thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Once again, Senior Colton Cupp joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City. We'll bring in the quarterback here, Harrison King. And, well, Harrison, I got to ask first here. Looks like you're dressed in the school theme today for homecoming week. Which was it?
It was a hippie day, basically.
Uh-oh.
So I thought I would take my socks off and roll up my jeans, you know.
There you go. So this isn't going to be a trend down the road, is it, unless you start winning a lot?
Yeah, maybe if it works, I'll just keep wearing it every Wednesday.
All right, well, there you go. But, you've had quite a bit of improvement this year at quarterback there, and what seems to be the things that you've been able to change to put yourself in better positions here this year?
Well, since it's senior year, fourth year, everything just, it slows down way more. And I'm just, and my senior, we're basically all seniors on offense, and I just trust them to get their blocks, and that gives me time to go through all my reads. And this year I've been trying to run more if no one is open.
Yeah, you've taken advantage of that a few times. And I want to go back to a couple of weeks ago. You probably had one of the more impressive stiff arms I've seen in a long time. Has that always been kind of one of your hidden talents there, playing quarterback?
Maybe. That's like, I'm not really quick enough to like break their ankles, so that's basically all I got. And I just went for it on that.
Well, maybe down the road, huh?
Yeah.
Well, as you see, it's going to be a little bit of a defense on Friday night. You don't see what the Goodland Lions in, kind of that 3-3 look there. But what changes a little bit mentally as you prepare for a game like that?
Well, mentally, we just got to be able to change our blocking schemes and then different pass routes for the way they cover. So it's not much different.
All right. Well, it should be fun Friday night there, homecoming against the Goodland Cowboys. Once again, Senior Harrison King joining us here. And thanks again for joining me here. And we'll hopefully see this on Wednesdays after a win on Friday, right?
Yeah, thanks for having me.